It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Hey there, love it. We're back at 8 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan, where you love all things Kansas City sports because it is your home for Kansas City sports, the Royals. Boy, I'm getting there. I got the parlay getting built. So far, I've got Cole Reagans over 5.5 strikeouts, Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 bases, and Royals money line. It's sitting at a 480 plus side, a 480. So,
say it again. What do you have?
Reagans over 5.5 strikeouts.
Okay. Love it.
Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 bases total.
That feels like a given.
Yeah. I mean, double, you're in.
Yeah, or then, single and steal second.
Yeah. You know. No, it's got to be a hit or it's like total bases. A home run, double, single,
oh,
triple.
Oh, stealing bases doesn't count as a base.
Don't believe so.
Oh.
That's really?
Off a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be off of a hit. And then Royals money line. Right now it's plus 480. I just added Corbin Burns 5.5 strikeouts. It moved it to 1,300.
Yeah, I have him at 6, I think, right now. Yep, 6 plus.
Yeah, so if I take that off, I take Corbin Burns off, plus 480, Royals money line, over 1.5 total bases for Bobby Witt Jr. and over 5.5 strikeouts for Cole Reagans. Feel free to check us out. You can see my parlay on camera.
Ooh.
If you go to the Fesco and Dusty page on YouTube. Like it, subscribe. We get 100 subscribers a day. We get free lunch from the boss.
So why not add the Corbin Burns and get that up the play? Like the way people strike out in baseball today, like that seems like it's going to happen, right? Like
Right. Everybody
strikes out 17 times and nobody cares in baseball anymore. Add it in there. Get some good odds.
Mm.
Which one are you least comfortable with of all of those in the parlay? Like, which is the one you're like,
Probably the Reagan strikeouts.
Yeah, okay. That's what I would go to.
And just because I feel like, I mean, I don't feel like it, but sometimes he'll just like kind of pitch to contact so he can kind of keep the arm healthy for not like, you know, but
nothing
again,
wrong with that. Yeah.
And then I don't think Baltimore strikes out a whole lot, but I could be wrong. I haven't really looked into that.
Yeah.
I don't know like where they stand on that because they have such good hitting.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I like strikeout numbers in game one of a playoff game just because of the fact that it's like everyone's nerves are up and everything like that.
Right.
But there is a chance to see Seinfeld.
There is. Yeah. How about that? January 18th, him and Jim Gaffigan are coming to T-Mobile Center. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. When you hear the Seinfeld sounder, be caller number 7 to 913-586-7965. Can you play that sounder so the people can hear what that sounds like? When you hear that Seinfeld sounder, be caller number 7, 913-586-7965, and you will win a pair of tickets to go see Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan at T-Mobile Center on January 18th. You can get your tickets now at AXS.com.
There you go. Baltimore did strike out 8 times the last time they played.
The last time they played or the last time they played the Royals?
The last time they played.
They strike out an average of 8.4 times per game, which ranks 13th in the MLB.
See how Reagans get 5.5.
Hang on a second. That's middle of the pack.
Yeah. That's right.
It's crazy.
Jeez. I mean.
It's crazy,
I mean,
man.
People think of strikeout these days in baseball. Like, that's a one pure at bat or whatever the nonsense they gobbledygook. The strikeout is the worst thing that you can do. It is the worst thing you can do. And nobody seems to think it's that big a deal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Eight and a half strikeouts a game is middle of the pack. What's number one?
Let me look it up.
Probably like 15.
I mean, like seriously, I'd like to see like, now I would bet number one's probably under 10, but still, I mean, that's a lot of damn strikeouts, Dusty. When you think about a third of your outs are coming via the strikeout, if you're, you know, if you're around 9 or 10 strikeouts per game, that's a lot of damn strikeouts. That's a lot of boringness that's going on right now.
Put the
damn ball in play and make somebody make a play, because when you put the ball in play, there's a chance that somebody makes a mistake, you know, as we saw with Lucas Duda back in 2015. Put the ball in play. Duda. Yeah. You know, he lived in an RV at the Walmart parking lot.
Did he really?
Yeah, at least that's what we believed.
Mm.
Seattle sits at 30th, 10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts a game. So more than a third of the outs that are made in a game by Seattle are coming via the strikeout.
Damn.
And they were alive like until the last weekend of the season for the postseason.
They strike out people and they strike out themselves.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Where are the Royals on that list?
Oh, gosh.
You guys want to guess?
No, I don't.
Okay, no, they're number two.
Yeah.
7.17.
Good. Say they strike out a lot. Or they don't strike out.
No, that's good.
They walk a lot. Yeah.
Number one, the Padres, 6.65.
That's great.
A huge discrepancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Royals are striking out 7 times 3, a little less than about a quarter of every at bat. One out of every four, they're striking out. The Baltimore Orioles, about 1 out of every 3 at bats, they're striking out. Wow, that's pathetic, man. I remember when guys used to be embarrassed about striking out.
You don't want that K next to your name.
No, especially the backwards one. Just look at that ball, go, oh, strike three. Oh, well, get him next time.
Hit the greatest sounder in Fesco history.
On the come.
One more time.
On the come.
That's it.
That's all we got, man.
You know, like nacho cheese Dorito. There's nothing else to
There's nothing else to it.
That smell, that taste, that first bite's going to be the same till the last chip in the bag, I promise you.
Unless they get stale. On the come. And then they're mushy and soft, and you don't want that. Nobody wants mushy and soft.
There's always another out.
Do you ever get Doritos wet, though? Like, if you're by the pool, they're nasty.
Oh, yeah,
waterlogged Doritos. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's had a wet Dorito.
Fingers are wet, and the cheese is everywhere.
Yeah, it's just a mess. You're wiping it on your swimsuit, and then there's orange in the pool, and you're like, I got to get out of here for the day.
Okay. On the come for me is, as we keep it Royals related, because they have a really big playoff game today in Baltimore, Burns on deck show at 2 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan.
He'll join us next.
That's right. On the cover me with this Royals team, the combination of Lynch and Bubich. Mm. I call that the combo meal in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
They've been great back to back. You know, you get Lynch, who's revitalized his career, Bubich, who's pitching because he wants to prove everyone that he wants to be in the starting rotation next year on a very limited opportunity. There's what, maybe one spot available in next year's bullpen?
Walker could walk after this season.
But he really likes it here.
Yeah, but he really likes money, I'm sure, too.
Sure,
right?
He does. Yeah. And Sherman knows how to give that out.
We'll see. I hope he stays. It'd be great.
Brady Singer's an option that could be available.
I trade him in the offseason.
Right?
I trade him as quickly as I possibly can.
So, I mean, those guys may be pitching for a bigger role in next year's rotation, or maybe they found their new home, but I love that combo meal on the come of Lynch and Bubich in the bullpen.
I wouldn't mess with that, man.
I like it.
That could be your next HDH type of thing, right?
Hey,
like,
we didn't make it. Let's make it here.
Yeah, right. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you become, you know, LBE, Lynch, Bubik, Urseg, and you move forward with LBE going forward, and you can lock down 7, 8, 9 and get these starters to
I
do what they did.
I wish we had a BDE in that bullpen.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Could you imagine? The Royals finish every game with BDE. Damn right. Dang it, dude. I mean, I guess if you called him Daniel instead of Lynch,
yeah.
Bubich, Daniel, and Urseg.
You could do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Right.
Anyways.
But I mean, you get that 7, 8, 9 locked down, and then your rotation doesn't have to have so much stress and pressure on itself.
And neither do we.
That's exactly right. Like you start well and you finish well.
Yeah.
And obviously that's the goal of everybody.
Yeah.
For me on the come, I think you should go last, Bob. Okay.
I think you should go last. I think it makes more sense.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Freddie Fermin on the come.
He's been bad lately, though.
I know. I think he's batting like 160 in September.
But see, I know you say that, and you're right. My eyes don't tell me that. I can't quit Freddie Fermin. I love watching that guy hit. I love it. I like his pants. I like the way he holds the bat. I like the confidence that he shows. I like his swing.
Didn't we talk about him a couple weeks ago? Like, that's a guy in a bar. You just wouldn't want to.
Freddie Fermin in a bar. Yeah, he's beating you up.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, that guy is ripped and yoked, man.
And I think when you talk about Sherman, I think Fermin needs to be brought up. I mean, this is one of the better backup catchers and has really gotten this team defensively through a bind that not every team could just kind of have step in. Okay, we'll just have one of the better backup catchers in the league play a lot because they need him now and they're going to need him offensively here. I think he has a big day. One of these two. I don't know. I feel it.
Let's see your talent.
Newly added.
Let's see your talent.
That's right. What I did during the break.
Let's see your talent.
I did that. And I did this too.
You're a pony.
That's it.
What the hell was that?
That little kid.
You're a pony.
He just keeps saying apparently.
Apparently.
You're a pony.
Let's see your talent.
All right, Bob on the come.
The Royals. I think everybody's sleeping on them. I really do, including the folks over in Baltimore this morning.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
Cole Ragans is pitching for the Royals today, according to our sister station in Baltimore.
Isn't he the 38th president?
That was Ronald Ragans.
Oh, well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
Got it.
His cousin, actually. Yeah.
Oh, he took down Gorbachev?
Yeah, he did. He took down the wall. Take down these O's, Ragans.
Yeah. Ragans smash.
Yeah. Ragans.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
But air traffic controllers hate me.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
Does that count as politics? I don't know.
I'm going with Ragans and the Royals. Let's go, baby. Like, I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me why the Royals aren't winning this series. And literally, even Ben McDonald, who had a farm, O's, Orioles color analyst on ESPN's broadcast day, even he's like, I don't know, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, why aren't we favored? Why are we such an underdog? Why are the odds in Las Vegas so stacked against the Royals? Why are they 12th out of 12 teams in the playoff power rankings according to Yahoo? Like,
I don't know.
Either I am totally just clueless on this team. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Or I'm dead on right. I don't know what it is, but I just think the Royals take this series, man. I don't think the Orioles, I don't want to say stand a chance. It's a 3-game series, but I just think the Royals are a better team. I just don't get why the Royals are such an underdog.
You think they're more talented?
I do.
Let's see your talent. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.